This is Passport to Texas with support from the Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program. Chronic wasting disease is fatal to deer infected with it, but is not known to be transmissible to other animals or humans. Detected earlier this year in far west Texas, hunters may harvest deer from that area with this caveat.
As far as hunters are concerned, the only changes that we have proposed at this time is that for any deer that is harvested within a containment zone, we are requiring that those deer be presented at a check station.
Mitch Lockwood is Parks and Wildlife Big Game Program Director. The containment zone is where the disease was first identified in the state.
We have two check stations established for the mule deer season this year, one being in Van Horn and one being in Cornutus. And so any deer that is harvested within that containment zone, those deer would need to be presented at the check station where we would collect a CWD sample.
Lockwood says voluntary check stations will be set up in the high-risk and buffer zones, which are adjacent to the containment zone.
Texas Parks and Wildlife Department will pay for the test, and we will post the testing results on the website so hunters can find out the test results for the deer they harvested just as soon as they're made available from the lab.
It'll take about 2 weeks for results to be posted. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.